members of the House, and I'd like to report back to you upon the Rules Committee discussion, basically what the question was that had come up. The question has arisen, if a bill has been brought up for introduction and it failed to get the two-thirds vote, what are the options? And I have to say, in my memory, the rules was, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. Under our rules, you cannot ask for reconsideration of a bill that's failed introduction. However, there is some rules regarding bills that have been rejected, and I refer you to 5-1. When a bill has been passed in one house and rejected by the other, it shall not be brought in again during the same session, unless you have certain things, like a notice of 3 days, approval of majority of the House renewed. However, the same bill shall not be presented more than twice in either House. Now, that bill doesn't in particular refer, because it hasn't passed one House. We're still doing it in the same House. And our attorneys in LSO, hopefully have the microphones on, so they might be scrambling to correct me. But if you look at Mason's, there is a section dealing on procedure of legislation, and it's when a bill has been rejected at any stage in the House in which it originated, it may not be reintroduced in the same House. However, a new bill presenting the same question, or the same question in a modified form, or a bill presenting substantially the same question, may be introduced. So as the Rules Committee read these two provisions, it was their consensus that if there is a bill that has failed introduction, and if the sponsor feels very strongly that they may get another crack at it, they have until noon tomorrow to have that bill reintroduced. And again, the question is, if the same bill, or should it be modified a little? I would not encourage all you sponsors who have lost bills in the last 2 days to run and have the bill reintroduced, but there might be a reason to do that. One of the reasons, again, for various reasons, but I laid that out to you. That was the discussion of the Rules Committee. That was the consensus of the Rules Committee. But we're going to run it by our attorneys to see if there's something we missed in our discussion up here. And besides that, you just need something else to think about for a few minutes this afternoon. Okay? Back to that order of business of reading, introduction, and reference of bills. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 72.
House Bill 72, introduced by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
Government Act relating to education, healthy living, healthy learning grants.
House Bill 72, having been introduced by the Labor Committee. Chairman Osborne, do you wish to move the bill?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 72, Healthy Living and Healthy Learning Grants, and ask for favorable consideration. Representative Morgan will explain the bill.
Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring to you House Bill 72, Healthy Living and Healthy Learning Grants. Basically, what this is just an extension of a program we have right now that six school districts are using, and this would extend it to 16 school districts. It will establish a panel of 9 people to determine for the grant who gets the grants. And basically, what Healthy Living and Healthy Learning does is has 9 components to it, and it teaches the children different aspects of health, all the way from healthy education all the way to academic achievement. And if we pass this, I'm quite sure that we will see those 16 grants taken up very quickly, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Jerry Phil.
Mr. Speaker, if you'll notice in this bill, it does not have an appropriation, and there was an appropriation in the budget, and the Appropriations Committee denied that appropriation. In doing that, we're more or less prioritizing what we're doing in education, and we know that
recalibration is going to cost a lot more money. There will be a lot more money going to schools for recalibration. Also, the Hathaway plan, the upfront funding of the Hathaway plan, and our continued funding of the purpose for the Hathaway plan show our support for education. And so for those reasons, the Appropriations Committee denied the appropriation for this. And before we establish more programs, we ought to fund the ones we already have.
Chairman Osborne, Representative Morgan, would either of you like to for rebuttal?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is an extremely successful program, the one that's been run so far. I think that we need to get it to the floor of the legislature and debate whether or not we're going to expand that effort. It was recommended by the Children and Families Initiative as a great support all around the state, and I don't think we should kill it on introduction here. The committee will develop the appropriation and put it in as an amendment to the bill when it comes to our committee.
Question and shall House Bill 72 be introduced in the Bible House of Representatives? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Walden. Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barton.
Aye.
Berger. Rectal. Brown. Buchanan. Buholtz. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hageman. Hammonds. Marshman. Harvey. Pastor. Hinckley. Michael. Galloway. Galloway. No. Jackson. Excuse. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lucknow. Martin. McCombie. Mercer. Miley. Miller. Morgan. Olson. Osborne. Henderson. Peterson. Phil. Powers. Horberg. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Samlick. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Warren. Wasserberger. Watt. White. Swanitzer. Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Parchman. Aye to no. Hiller. Aye to no. Reese. Aye to no. Slater. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? Vote is closed. 26 aye, 33 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 72, having failed the introductory vote, is not introduced. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 71.
House Bill 71, introduced by Representative Berger.
First reading of the bill.
Not relating to speed limits in the school zones.
House Bill 71, having been introduced by Representative Berger. Representative Berger, would you like to move the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction to House Bill 71. This is speed limits in the school zone. And the reason for this bill is a clarification. It is providing for enforcement of speed limits in the safety zones established in the vicinity of schools. And it's to clarify from flashing light to flashing light the distance between for the crosswalks and school property. And we had some situations where it was interpreted differently from the existing statute, and this is just to clear up the existing language. Thank you. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone in opposition? Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I speak in opposition to this bill for about four reasons. Number one, it is not a budget item under any stretch of the imagination. Number two, I don't care about any emergency that's being addressed. I don't even care about a problem that needs to be fixed. Number three, I don't know what it means when it says within any other area or space in the vicinity of a school zone designated as a school zone. I don't know what that means. And number four, I can't find a kid in my town that walks to school anyway. The school bus picks up everyone. So I ask you to vote against this.
any other opposition? Representative Weber, would you like to vote? Which position? There'll be a 30-second chance to rebut. Representative Weber.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to add that in our community, I talk to our local officers. They felt that they always use the ordinance instead of the state statute because of the fact that the state statute did not designate that area from sign to sign within a school zone. And so that loophole was in it that said that the crosswalk, in fact, was the only place where it could be enforced. So I just stand in support of it and think that we do need to introduce this. Look at it if we need to change some wording, and so be it. Let's change some wording.
Thank you, Representative Wright. The question is, should House Bill 71 be introduced into the Wyoming House of Representatives? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Barnard. Berger. Ethel. Brown. Buchanan. Mules. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hageman, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Pastor, Hinckley, Michael, Gilloway, Jackson, excuse, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lugno, Martin, McComey, Mercer, Miley, Miller, Morgan, Olson, Osborne, Henderson, Peterson, Phil, Powers, Herbert, Mr. Minority Floor Leader, Robinson, Samuelson, Simlick, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, Slater, Thompson, Walsh, Lauren, Wasserberger, Watt, White, Swanitzer, Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Reese, aye or no? Are there any other changes? Vote is closed. 36 ayes, 23 noes, 1 excused.
House Bill 71, having failed to receive the necessary votes, is not introduced. Next bill for consideration is House Bill 70.
House Bill 70, introduced by Representative Berger.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to film production regarding film incentives, expense rebate.
House Bill 70, having been introduced by and sponsored by Representative Berger, would you like to move the bill?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to try again.
Yes.
I move the introduction of House Bill number 70 for favorable consideration. Mr. Speaker, as you know, we have had recent productions in Wyoming, depicting Wyoming, that were actually filmed north of Wyoming in another country. And we've, over the last couple of years, worked on a task force looking at how could we incentivize production companies to come to Wyoming so that not only would we be depicted in a film production, but we would also be the real thing. I've had the experience over the last 20 years to work on locations in Wyoming, around Wyoming, and I've had some really terrific opportunities with that. I have seen the economic development, the job opportunities, and the marketing that has been produced from this that really, I think, encourages travel and tourism. So what we had to do is look at how we can formulate a program that works with our tax structure, our constitution, and the labor force for all three production companies with competitive savings. In the last 2000, depicted Wyoming, the estimated expenditures were $13 million. We approximate that to be about $500,000 in sales tax, based on 4%. I think of this bill as a revenue generator, even though it's listed as a tax incentive or a rebate. But I think we would see an incredible return on our investment based on movie theater sales tax is generated in Wyoming that would basically equal the amount of appropriation that we're looking for, which is about $2 million for a biennial saw to the bill, and we will actually have footage that is up my home. And I know that without the hotel expecting this election to come to town, that in 1 week's time, we generated a mere $100,000 just in hotel rent alone. That did not include labor, food, etc. for that reduction.
If I can represent it for that, anyone in opposition? Seeing none, the question is, should House Bill 70 be introduced in the Wyoming House of Representatives? Should Jean Clark will call the roll?
Holden. Anderson. Maggie. Arnold. Berger. Rectal. Brown. Buchanan. Ewells. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hageman. Hammonds. Harshman. Hardy. Hastert. Hinckley. Eichel. Dilloway. Jackson excused. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lubnow. Martin. McComey. Mercer. Miley. Miller. Morgan. Morgan. Olson. Osborne. Peterson. Peterson. Phil. Powers. Orberg. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Simlick. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Warren. Wasserberger. Watt. White. Swanitzer. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Rectal, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Vote is closed. 39 ayes, 20 noes, 1 excused.
House Bill 70, having failed to receive the necessary votes for introduction, the Wyoming House House Bill failed to introduction. Next bill forward. Excuse me. Members of the House, if I find this interesting, we make a rally. The unintroduced bills can get reintroduced the next day, and suddenly we're on a roll. House Bill 8. Next bill for consideration is House Bill 8.
House Bill 8 introduced by the Select Developmental Programs.
First reading of the bill.
That ordered the administration of the Government Recurring Select Committee on Developmental Programs.
House Bill 8, having been sponsored by the Select Committee on Developmental Programs, Chairman Harley, would you like to move the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move introduction of House Bill 8 and ask for favorable consideration. This bill reauthorizes the Select Committee for another year. We have some unfinished business that we feel strongly needs some legislative oversight. Specifically, we have been following the rulemaking process for the developmental programs for 2 years, and they are still not completed. In fact, we have found some other statutes that dating back to 1982 that deal with developmental programs that rules have never been promulgated for. We'd like to finish up this rulemaking process. We'd like to continue to consider the reimbursement methods for the adult, child, and acquired brain injury programs. And we would also like to study the new funding mechanism for the developmental preschools and see how that is working. So I would ask your favorable consideration for the introduction of this bill.
Are you in opposition? Seeing now, the question is, should House Bill 8 be introduced in the Wyoming House of Representatives? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Holden. Holden. Anderson. Bagby. Barnard. Berger. Rectal. Brown. Buchanan. Ewells. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hageman, Hammonds, Harshman, Harshman? Harvey? Bastard? Hinckley? Eichel? Dillaway? Jackson excused? Jones? Jorgensen? Landon? Lockhart? Lucknow? Martin? McComey? Mercer? Miley? Miley? Miller? Morgan? Olson? Osborne? Patterson? Peterson? Phil? Powers? Horberg? Mr. Minority Floor Leader? Robinson? Samuelson? Semlock? Mr. Speaker Pro Tem? Snyder? Thompson? Walsh? Warren? Wasserberger? Watt? White? Swanitzer? Mr. Speaker? Alden? Harshman? I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 8, having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the members elected to the Wyoming House, House Bill 8 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Next bill for consideration is House Bill 68.
House Bill 68, introduced by Representative Martin. First reading of the bill, an act relating to cities and towns regarding municipal officers' citation authority.
House Bill 68 has been sponsored by Representative Martin. Representative Martin, would you like to move the bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move introduction of House Bill 68 and ask for favorable consideration. Mr. Speaker, presently there are numerous communities in the state that allow non-certified officers to issue citation. These officers are primarily animal control officers, which puts that municipality in opposition to a state statute. Those changes to House Bill 68 would be in two statutes, 7-2-103, and issuance of citations, and would add paragraph E, which states issuing officer means a police officer or a municipal officer acting in accordance with the terms of his appointment. And the second change would be to statute 51-103, general powers of governing bodies, and would add language which states that the governing body but a city or town may appoint municipal officers who are not certified. These officers to issue citations to individuals while enforcing ordinances, resolutions, regulations adopted under Roman 14 of this subsection. Roman 14 defines the duties of an animal control officer in statute. The proposed changes do not give the municipal officer the power to make arrests only. The ability to issue citations as an animal control officer.
Any in opposition? Questions? Seeing none. Question is, House Bill 68 be introduced to the Wyoming House of Representatives? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Barter. Berger. Rectal. Brown. Buchanan. Holtz, Childers, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, Davison, Dirks, Edwards, Esquivel, Gay, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hageman, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Bastard, Hinckley, Eichel, Dillaway, Jackson excused, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lucknow, Martin, McComey, Mercer, Miley, Miller, Morgan, Olson, Osborne, Patterson, Peterson, Phil, Powers, Powers, Horberg, Mr. Minority Floor Leader, Robinson, Samuelson, Semlin, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, Snyder, Thompson, Walsh, Warren, Wasserberger, Watt, White, Swanitzer, Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Vote is closed. 55 ayes, 4 noes, 1 excused.
House Bill 68, having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the members of the House of Representatives, House Bill 68 has been introduced, referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 67.
House Bill 67, introduced by the Corporation Committee. First reading of the bill, Bill relating to telecommunications.
House Bill 67, having been sponsored by the Corporations Committee. Chairman Yellowway, would you like to move the bill?
Sometimes. Mr. Chairman, thank you. Mr. Speaker, thank you. I move introduction of House Bill 67 and ask for favorable consideration. Fellow members of the House, telecommunications, this is a partial rewrite of the 1995 law. We started on this in April. The working group, which amounted to about 20 telecommunications companies, met many times, along with several of the state agencies, to work on the telecommunications rewrite. Along with this, we established a subcommittee for the Corporations Committee. They met several times, met with the working group, and the full committee, the full Corporations Committee, met several times. This has been a very difficult bill. Whether it passes or fails, introduction passes or fails the House and the Senate, we also plan to continue to work on it. It's not one of those bills that you're just going to pick up and do in a couple of days. But I will ask for your favorable consideration. It has had a lot of people work on it. I think we would like to go ahead and hear it in committee. But so I think that's enough, Mr. Speaker. And I ask for favorable consideration.
Anyone in opposition? Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I have no doubt that we need to look at this subject, but as I look through this bill, this is going to be a difficult bill, just as the chairman said, and with 8 days of general file left, I really wonder if we have time to do this bill justice. Personally, I would like to see them continue to work on this again, as the chairman said they would do, and consider the whole bill next year. I just think this is too much bill for this session, especially when you consider all the bills we've got.
Against. 25 seconds against.
Mr. Speaker,
Representative Brown.
I have emails from some small operators, one in Laramie. They're really squealing. I can't tell whether their objections have merit or not, but they ought to be considered. And this is a long and complicated bill. Their objection is long and complicated. And so I would urge us to put it off until we can consider it in length.
Chairman Hillary, rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, the person in Laramie has been very, very vocal. I would like to meet with you after this. I think we need to continue to look at telecommunications. I would really urge the body to allow this to continue and to be introduced and heard.
Question is, House Bill 67 be introduced? The Robin House of Representatives. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Carter. Berger. Rechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Buholz. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Turks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay. Gilmore. Gingery, Goggles, Hageman, Hammonds, Marshman, Harvey, Pastor, Hinckley, Michael, Yellowway, Jackson, excuse, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Martin, McComey, Mercer, Miley, Miller, Morgan, Olson, Osborne, Henderson, Peterson, Philp, Powers, Horberg, Mr. Minority Floor Leader, Robinson, Samuelson, Semlich, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, Slater. Thompson. Thompson. Walsh. Morin. Wasserberger. Watt. White. Zwanitzer. Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Vote is closed. 18 ayes, 41 noes, 1 excused.
Bill 67, having failed to receive the necessary votes, is not introduced in the Marvin House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 66.
House Bill 66, introduced by the Judiciary Committee. First reading of the bill, aggravated crimes and offenses regarding sex offender penalties.
House Bill 66, having been introduced by the Judiciary Committee. Chairman Landon, would you like to move the bill?
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 66 and ask for favorable consideration. This bill is one that has a lot of interest across the state right now, and we have already had one bill introduced that has to do with penalties for sex offenders. This is another one, and there's still one more to come that will likely be before us tomorrow. And so what we're asking is that these bills be introduced, so they go to committee, and we're going to sit down with all of them and look at the structure of penalties for these offenses and make sure that they protect the citizens of Wyoming to the greatest degree we can.
I'd like to speak in opposition. Representative Warren.
Mr. Speaker, I have a real concern about this bill at this point. Certainly we need to set in some protections against sex offending, but not every sex offender is the same, even a second offense. And this sets in the possibility of life imprisonment without parole. That is a very extreme consequence. And, you know, we're dealing with our prisons getting bigger anyway. And I think to make a blanket statement about setting this sort of provision into the law right now is rather extreme. And I have concern about what the long-term consequences might be of this, including one, that a sex offender may not even want to report for treatment or for intervention for fear of imprisonment. So I think there's some consequences beyond the bill. I think some of the intention is good, but the particular structure of the bill, there are some real concerns, and I don't think this is the time to pass this.
Chairman Landon, would you like rebuttal?
Mr. Speaker, that's a difficult item to rebut because that is a very important question that we're going to be dealing with in this bill, is who has the discretionary power when it comes to sentencing, whether it's going to be the prosecutors or the judge, and this bill actually advocates for the prosecutors to have that power. And so I share the good representative's concern, and I hope that if this bill goes to committee, that we will address that.
Question is, shall House Bill 66 be introduced to the Wyoming House of Representatives? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Beck. Barnard. Berger. Reptel. Brown. Buchanan. Buholz. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Espabel. Gay. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hageman. Hammonds. Harshman. Hardy. Bastard. Hinckley. Eichel. Dillaway. Jackson, excuse, Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lubno. Martin. Lacombe. Mercer. Miley. Miller. Morgan. Olson. Osborne. Peterson. Peterson. Phil. Powers. Corberg. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Semlek. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Corrin. Wasserberger. Watt. White. Zwanitzer. Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Vote is closed. 36 ayes, 23 noes, 1 excused.
House Bill 66, having failed to meet the two-thirds requirement, is not introduced. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 65.
House Bill 65, introduced by Representative Landon.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to state funds regarding waiving daily fees.
House Bill 65, having been introduced by Senator Representative Landon. Representative Landon, do you wish to move the bill?
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 65 and ask for favorable consideration. After some of the bills that we've been hearing today, I kind of feel like the Energizer Bunny. I finally have one that I can grin and smile about. What this bill proposes is to allow one day a week that is a free day for entry into all the state parks and the state museums and the state national historic sites. And the idea behind this actually came from a trip to Mexico that I made several years ago with our family. We went to a ruin on Sunday morning and a national park. And as we went up, we expected to pay our fee. And they said, oh, this is Sunday. This is a family day in Mexico. And by 11 o'clock, the place was teeming with people. There were people having picnics. And I thought, what an idea. Why can't we bring this back home? Share our parks and make them open to people, encourage them to come. I'm hoping it will have more use of our parks, that people will go back and take their friends on days that aren't just free days for admission. And I thought this was something that we can share with the people in this time, whenever we have a little extra money. So that was the driver behind this proposal.
Anyone in opposition? Representative Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With some trepidation, I consider the arguments for this bill, but it is a budget session. There's about $1 million we have to replace from the general fund to the Parks Department, and it's not one that I believe has the urgency to be one of the debate items that we will be looking at in this session, so I urge you to delay this one and let's take it up when we have a little more time and really more relevant to these kinds of issues rather than the budget issue.
Chairman Lyman, would you like to rebut?
Mr. Speaker, actually I thought that it was appropriate to bring it during the budget session because it does have an appropriation, and that is it's more or less a whole harmless for the national parks. And secondly, and more importantly, I haven't heard yet a bill designed to travel recreation and wildlife. I'm getting very concerned that they aren't going to do anything.
Chairman Lyman, would you like to rebut? House Bill 65 be introduced in the Wyoming House of Representatives. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Holden. Anderson. Thank you. Byrd, Berger, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Buholz, Childers, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, Davison, Dirks, Edwards, Esquivel, Gay, Gilmore, Gingery, Buggles, Hageman, Hammonds, Harshman, Barbie, Bastard, Hinckley, Michael, Illaway, Jackson, excuse, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubnow, Martin, McComey, Mercer, Miley, Miller, Morgan, Olson, Osborne, Patterson, Peterson, Phil, Powers, Torberg, Mr. Minority Four Leader, Robinson, Samuelson, Semlick, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, Slater, Thompson, Walsh, Warren, Osserberger, Watt, White, Swanitzer, Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Hinckley, Ida, no. Are there any other changes? Vote is closed. 39 ayes, 20 noes, 1 excused.
House Bill 65, having failed to receive the necessary votes, is not introduced. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 64, and while you're getting 64 out, House Bill 100 will follow House Bill 63. House Bill 100 will follow House Bill 63.
House Bill 64 introduced by Representative Cody.
First reading of the bill.
And calculating taxation and revenue regarding sales tax exemption for transit services.
House Bill 64 having been introduced by Mr. Majority Floor Leader, Representative Cody, would you like to present the bill?
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 64 for your consideration for introduction. As tax exemption averse as I am, I finally found one that I think I can appreciate, Mr. Speaker. Transit services are the small buses and vans that you find in your communities. They are found in all 23 counties and in many towns. Many of them are owned and operated by cities, towns, senior service centers, joint power boards that belong to your communities. Almost all of them receive state and federal money of some type or another. Most are nonprofits. Some are transit authorities operated by your municipalities. People using them are generally younger, seasoned citizens, people without transportation of their own, folks that do not have a license for some reason or another, and children going downtown. Often the operating authorities end up paying the sales tax, but even if the passenger is paying it, should they? We do little in this state to encourage mass transit of any kind, mostly because we have so little of it. This might just give a little bit of help towards that, Mr. Speaker. I ask your consideration.
Any other would wish to speak in opposition? See? The question is, should House Bill 64 be introduced in the Wyoming House of Representatives? Chief Clerk, will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Warner. Berger. Brendel. Brown, Buchanan, Buells, Childers, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, Davison, Dirks, Edwards, Esquivel, Gay, Gilmore, Gingery, Boggles, Hageman, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Astert, Hinckley, Eichel, Illaway, Jackson, excuse, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lucknow, Martin, McComey, Mercer, Miley, Miller, Morgan, Olson, Osborne, Patterson, Peterson, Philp, Bowers, Warburg, Mr. Minority Floor Leader, Robinson, Samuelson, Simlick, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, Slater, Thompson, Walsh, Warren, Wasserberger, Watt, White, Swanitzer, Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 64, having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of those elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 64 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 63.
House Bill 63, introduced by the Corporation Committee.
First reading of the bill,
and calculating public works contracts.
House Bill 63, having been introduced by the Corporations Committee, Chairman Illaway, do you care to move the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 63 and ask for favorable consideration. Under Wyoming statutes, there is a bit of preference for companies headquartered in Wyoming who bid on government contracts. The current statutes are no longer reflective of today's business marketplace nor truly benefit the types of business that are currently operating in Wyoming. There has been some confusion with this bill. There is nothing in this bill that talks about the 5% preference. It just happens to be that it talks about resident preferences, but there is nothing in here that talks about the 5% preference. So what this does, it brings Wyoming law up to date. It does benefit the types of businesses that are currently operating in Wyoming, and I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, the question is, shall House Bill 63 be introduced in the Wyoming House of Representatives? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Holden. Anderson. Bagby. Barnard. Berger. Rechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Buells. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Yang. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hageman. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Hastert. Hinckley. Eichel. Illaway. Jackson excused. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Landon. Lockhart. Lubnow. Martin. McCombie. Mercer. Miley. Miller. Morgan. Olson. Osborne. Peterson. Peterson. Phil. Powers. Korberg. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Simlock. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Warren. Wasserberger. Watt. White. Swanitzer. Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
House Bill 63 had received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the members of the House of Representatives. House Bill 63 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 100.
House Bill 100 introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
Bill activating the Wildlife and Natural Resources Funding Act.
House Bill 100 being sponsored by Representative Brown. Representative Brown, would you care to move the bill?
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction to House Bill 100 and ask for favorable consideration. We passed the Wildlife Trust Fund last year. The governor vetoed a portion of that bill after the session. As that bill was structured, it would have required that when that board, which is not accountable to anyone, either had a project over $200,000 or had a total of projects that aggregated more than $750,000. From there up, that board had to submit all those projects to the legislature for its consideration, much the way that the Water Development Commission was to. The governor vetoed that portion. I was troubled about that because I think accountability for money has to remain with this body. We have to be the people who oversee the expenditure of funds. We're the ones that are accountable. I talked to the board, I've talked to the Wildlife Federation, I've talked to lots of people, and I fashioned this bill, which now says that any time that they are putting money into a project that's eventually going to have an aggregate expense of $200,000 or more, we get to take a look at it. And it's submitted to it through the Select Committee the same way it's submitted through it to us in the case of water development projects from the Water Select Committee. So I would urge your favorable consideration of this. It does also contain an appropriation of $1 million for the Wildlife Trust Fund. I think that's open to debate once the bill is up for consideration on the floor.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Jorgensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to talk a little bit about wildlife. There are parts of this state which we all appreciate where wildlife is prevalent and available and visible. And when you read the basic development that's going to go on, and I am sure it's going to go on, there are going to be very few areas where that continues to exist. The Wildlife Trust Fund is an attempt to take actions which will preserve those values in areas where it does exist. It's as important to those parts of the state as energy is to the rest of the state. And I ask you not to micromanage this project. I ask you to reject this bill.
Representative Brown, would you like to rebuttal?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Just a minute. Representative Landon, did you want the last 30 seconds of the opposition?
Do
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
I just wanted to point out that before we even have the opportunity to see this run, to see this done by a board that's made up of members of this body who are on the former Travel, Recreation, Wildlife Committee, we're already looking at micromanaging this. We have a great director in this program. There's private monies interested in this. I think we should let it go and let it see how it runs before we go in and start trying to throw it away.
Thank you, Chairman Landon. Representative Brown, rebuttal.
Please don't misunderstand me. I am in favor of the Wildlife Trust Fund. I want to see it succeed. I think it's important to our state, and it's an important legacy that we all leave. I also think that the final responsibility for the expenditure of money, this is going to be funded up to $200,000, which at 4% takeout to $200 million, that's $8 million a year. The responsibility of that lies with us. I just want us to be involved when this board that's appointed but doesn't report to anybody is expending that kind of money.
Question is, should House Bill 100 be introduced in the following House of Representatives? Chief Whip will call the roll.
Walton. Anderson. Magby. Barnard. Berger. Prechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Uholtz. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay. Gilmer. Kingery, Goggles, Hageman, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Bastard, Hinckley, Eichel, Illaway, Jackson, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lugnow, Martin, Lacombe, Mercer, Miley, Miller, Morgan, Olson, Osborne, Patterson, Peterson, Phil, Powers, Harbert, Mr. Minority Floor Leader, Robinson, Samuelson, Semlett, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, Slater, Thompson, Walsh, Warren, Wasserberger, Watt, White, Swanson. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miley? Aye to no. Esquivel? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? Vote is closed. 30 ayes, 29 noes, 1 excused.
House Bill 63 has failed to receive the introductory vote to the 100. I'm sorry, House Bill 100 has failed to receive the introductory vote to the House of Representatives. Reports from Standing Committee.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5 on agriculture, public lands, and water resources, to whom was referred House Bill 27, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Brown, Davison, Jerks, Hageman, Morgan, Powers, Samuelson, Semlick, excused, Jackson, signed, Representative Hageman, Chairman.
Committee announcements. Chairman Mossberger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 4, House Education, will meet tomorrow upon adjournment in the Hershler Building, Room 1699, to hear the following bill. House Bill 139, School Finance Amendments. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Chairman Lossberger. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals Business and Economic Development, will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning at H18 to consider House Bill 61, Full Value Added Facilities Tax Exemption, House Bill 60, Wyoming Business Council, and House Bill 94, Community Facilities Program School District Interest.
Thank you, Chairman Lockhart. Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in Room H10 to consider one bill, House Bill 32, Gay and fifth, electronic licensing.
Thank you, Chairman Childers. Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 3 revenue will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in 8-11 to consider House Bill 42 sales and use tax contract versus vendors and House Bill 31 sales tax exemption oil and gas wells.
Thank you, Chairman Anderson. Chairman Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First off, I would like to request the re-referral on House Bill 80, medical reimbursement for obstetric services, and House Bill 81, medical malpractice insurance count, to the Appropriations Committee.
Without objection, House Bill 80 and 81 are referred to the Appropriations Committee.
And then I would like to announce that tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, we will hear House Bill 51, minors in possession of alcohol. And at 9 o'clock, we will hear House Bill 28, sexual assault examinations. And this afternoon, we will meet at 4:15 to continue work on House Bill 82.
Thank you, Chairman Landon. Chairman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I hear Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, Military Affairs, and Homeland Security will meet upon adjournment this afternoon in our committee room, and we will consider House Bill 16, National Guard Life Insurance Contribution, and House Bill 7, Insurance Intoxication Exclusion.
Thank you, Chairman Edwards. Chairman Hageman.
I'd like to ask to have House Bill Number 27 branch referred to the Appropriations Committee.
House Bill 27 is referred to the Appropriations Committee. Chairman Phil.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 2 Appropriations will meet Thursday, February 16th at 8 a.m. in Room 204 to discuss House Bill 91, Mental Health and Substance Abuse Appropriations.
Thank you, Chairman Phil. Chairman Hageman.
Thursday morning at 7:30, there will be a meeting in 302 on the 4th. They come here and report to us every year on what's happened on National Forest and State Forest. That report will be at 7:30 on Thursday morning.
Chairman Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services will meet upon adjournment tomorrow to consider House Bill 8, Select Committee on Developmental Programs, and House Bill 36, Childhood and Immunizations.
Thank you, Chairman Osborne. Mr. Pedroia, floor is open. Close the desk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been reminded by the ASO staff that when you send something to the printer or printers, please go receive it from the printer. What's happening is making things in the printer and it piles up about an inch or an inch and a half thick, and then when somebody else prints something, it just crushes it through. So when you put something to the printer, please excuse the nature of delivery of that document. General Fund for tomorrow, Wednesday, February 15th, will be House Bill 9, Workers' Compensation, Alcohol and Drug Testing. House Bill 10, Workers' Compensation Commitments. House Bill 37, Workers' Compensation Fund Investment, and other bills that may be reported in at that time. And then, Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, February 15th.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Also, a point of information, some of you have been sending notes or asking me if certain bills can be moved up on the list for introduction. We do have a 24-hour rule, meaning that we cannot, other than committee bills, bills have to be on the representative's desk 24 hours before they can be introduced. And a few of those bills, that's what we've run into. And we did have somewhat of a little glitch on about 12 bills earlier today where and only the legislature can do this, so we should be proud. Kinko's ran out of paper. And so therefore they had to order more paper, and so those were delayed a little further. But that may have been the reason some of your requests were not identified. With that, we've heard the motion to recess until 10 a.m. All those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, say no. House is in recess until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.